It's Saturday morning, March 23rd. We got some great dealer stories going on this week, and man, we just wanted to come out and highlight that and get you a good start to Saturday. You got Nathan and Jordan in the house. Nathan, thanks for joining me today, man. How's your week been?
My week's been, like, good. It's just, it's busy around here. Like, I'm feeling just, like, Ahsoka Tano is coming, right?
It's coming. That's right.
it's like I feel like Paul Revere just like running around to everything. Like Ahsoka Tano is coming. Get ready.
You're not just doing like two lanterns, but three, right?
Yeah, right.
Do the Paul Revere story. But yeah, there's a lot of great things going on. I mean, the quarter is almost over. There's a lot of great events that are going on this year. Ahsoka Tano being one of those in May. Tickets are available at ahsokatano.com. And Nathan, in fact, yesterday in our team meeting call, we even like uncovered a new secret thing happening. Do you want to break that news? Do you know what I'm talking about? About a special closing keynote?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, a closing keynote. Oh, man. So some people know. I mean, a lot of people know. If you're on social media, you probably know the name Brian Benstock. Brian Benstock is like an OG investor in Ahsoka. He's been around for a while. He's been on content. But he just agreed to be the keynote speaker to close day one. And if you've ever seen him just on social media, you know that he's like, the best of both personality and insights.
Yeah.
Right. He's got big personality and big insights. And I've seen him speak before, and it's really unlike anything. It's really hard to describe. It's unlike anything you've ever seen.
Yeah, it is. And
I don't know.
Literally everything he talks about is so applicable basically to everybody. He's so dedicated to whatever that grind is. So like he just posted on LinkedIn either on Thursday or on Friday about don't move the goalpost. And it's just so applicable in so many different ways. And in this way, he's talking about the OEMs that either provide, or I'm sorry, they commit to a certain number of units and then they come back later and change that goal. And it really like burns people out. And it's just so applicable to everybody, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. And that's the best when it comes to Brian.
That's the best part of it, right?
That's the best. But
nobody knows what's coming.
We've also got Chris and Christy with us today, right?
That's
so Chris
right.
And Christy, what do you guys think about like Benstock coming and being a keynote at Ahsoka Tano?
So I dare say that I'm not as familiar with him as maybe you guys are. So I'm excited to kind of experience his whole vibe.
Yeah.
So my introduction to car dealers as more than like, you know, local neighborhood places that I drove past. Was basically Ahsoka's investors. And that includes Brian Benstock.
Yeah.
Who, if he's the only dealer you ever met, you get a very intense understanding of who they are. But then also Liza was, you know, the second one I met. So
yeah.
Luckily I got a nice range of how these people express their compassion. Cause Benstock is a volcano of passion for doing what is right in this industry, and Liza's more of a gentle breeze of compassion for doing what's right in this
yeah,
industry.
That's right. It seems like everything that Benstock does, he does all the way to 11.
Yeah.
So, man, we're really looking forward to that. But, man, let's get to it. So, Chris, Christy, there's a lot of great stories you guys have uncovered this week as far as in the dealer world. What are some things you guys have seen that is really inspiring for everybody as a whole?
Yeah. So this is the first. This is a first for us. We have two that we want to talk about. And
even better.
Before we started recording, we did not discuss who wants to talk about which one. So I'm going to let Christy go first and take her pick of the two stories, and I'll talk about the other.
Sweet.
They're both.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, so Chris actually wrote up this story, but it's it was kind of surrounding our friends at Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Was that their employees go to this place called Camp Twin Lakes every year. It's a nonprofit organization camp, and they actually go and just do all sorts of volunteer work at the facility. So the camp is actually like specifically designated for kids that have disabilities and like medical conditions or like family, you know, dysfunction and things like that. And so they really just go and prepare this great camp. They do a lot of cleaning and there's lots of animals on site. And so kids get to come and, you know, have like a fresh place to go for spring. So I just really love that story. It's such a, like, just a compassionate thing to do. And they get to go and, you know, play with like fun, you know, animals and stuff all day too.
So I might have missed it. How, like, Beaver employees are like volunteering there?
Yeah, they've got volunteer days. I'm not sure. I don't know. I believe that they were just talking about one specific one in what Chris covered, but I believe that they've got maybe a couple of different days that they go. Clean cabins and plant flower beds and really just get the camp up to, you know, up to top shape for the spring.
Yeah, they show up before camp is in session and they get the place, like, you know, they dust off the winter so these kids can show up and, you know, and don't get me wrong, like there are probably a lot of hired and voluntary staff that go into way more than just cleaning up and getting it ready. But, you know, Beaver shows up for a few days, you know, every year now. This is an annual thing they do, just to clean and sanitize these cabins and make sure, you know, garden beds are ready and even like participate in like the day-to-day work. Like while they were there, they fed, you know, they fed the animals, they fed the donkeys. Mm-hmm. So in every way, they're just saying like, hey, you know, it's even a joyful burden is kind of a burden.
Yeah.
And you're doing this work for this community. So like, let us just come alongside you and give you a few days, you know, of the year, you know, for help. Like if, you know, I love, there's this book for kids and it's called If Everybody Did It. And like it, you know, one page is like somebody littering and it's like, if everybody did that, we'd live in a dump. And then the other is somebody, you know, helping someone across the street. If everybody did it, we'd live in a great place. So I like seeing what some people dedicated to caring well for their community can do with a few days and not necessarily try to own the whole year, or the whole camp or anything. Just, you know,
yeah. Their part. Well, and I liked it too, because it's kind of a good way for, you know, a lot of the employees to kind of get together outside of work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like a team building thing also. So some of the pictures that came out of it were really cute. So if you guys want to visit Beaver Toyota of Cummings Facebook page, there's some really cute pictures of them with all the farm animals and stuff.
Yeah.
And Jordan, I mean,
you know what, I
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, anytime you have a dealer that's doing things in their local community is great, but there's so many more layers of that. Just like you guys said, it's really your team, your employees that are doing that together and going out in your community, investing in them in some way, just in these small ways, makes a huge impact. And they come back fired up and they're ready to do the next thing together.
Mm-hmm.
100%. You know what I love about this story?
Everything.
I mean, well, yes, obviously. I mean, like a couple things. One, shout out to Asodo investor Patrick Abad, right?
That's right.
Second, what I love about this is a type of giving back where you don't truly see the results. I mean, sure, you see what you cleaned and you see the animals that you fed and stuff like that, but what they are doing will make an impact on so many kids' lives, and the kids might not recognize the impact that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we can look from like a 30,000 foot level and say, because it is dewinterized and set up for success, like those kids will have a great experience and hopefully have learned lessons and make friends and all the things that you do at a camp that can just set you on such a great course for the rest of the year and even your life. But it's those little acts of service, just the simple, like, sweeping up and, you know, cleaning up all the like dead leaves and everything else that make that experience what it is for those kids. And so like, kudos to Beaver for doing that.
Yeah. And what such a humble way for them to do that as well. Yeah, their name is nowhere tied to that other than them just kind of telling it like, hey, our team was out here doing this today.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even in like, somebody could look at Facebook and say, oh, well, you helped, but then you tooted your own horn. But like, man, did anybody in this room know that there was a camp that needed volunteers to clean before Beaver went and did it and documented that? You know, like it's a cascading call to the community to continue in that humble approach to service, you know? So I really like it.
Yeah, exactly. Man, that's a great first story. And since we got two today, a double decker, Chris, what else you got?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like that Nathan kind of highlighted the humility in the Beaver story, because that's really what drew me to this story too. Like, so Gary Rome, he was the Time Dealer of the Year winner maybe 2 years ago. I probably should have looked that detail up before I started talking. But yeah, just, you know, he owns Gary Rome Hyundai, and, you know, he's just a dealer in the world of selling cars and giving back and all that stuff. But this story spoke to me specifically because, like, you know, usually we highlight these stories that are kind of these big financial feats or something to that effect, where it's like, oh, wow, only a dealer could have done that, because mm-hmm. they work with big numbers and big time and that sort of stuff. But this one, man, it's so small that it's glorious to me. He has this dog that he's buddies with, and he and the dog went to like an elementary school class and just hung out for a day reading books and letting the kids pet the dog.
Oh my word.
I think that there's something very telling about what a person does with their money, right? But there's something so much more telling about what a person does with their time. And that's what so many kids miss out on. You know, we live in a culture where it's very normal for everybody in the house to have some sort of outside of the home job. But like, to have a grown person who could be making money right now or could be pursuing, you know, the American dream or whatever, sit down, look at you and say, no, you're worth my time. You know,
that's right.
Like, you're the reason I do what I do, and I'm taking time. You sitting here and enjoying you is the enjoyable part of all the work I do. And I just want to honor that spirit, that goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Christy, what's your take?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, back whenever I was kind of doing research on Gary, whenever he won the Time Dealer of the Year award. And yeah, he just, Daisy, his dog, he just brings her like everywhere. She's like a little mascot. And, you know, and this also is not at all a one-time thing. Like, Gary goes pretty regularly to go read to kids, you know, in different elementary schools. Wow. With Daisy, you know, and he just does so much. Like, we would be here all day if we went through all the stuff that him and his team does. But this one, you know, like Chris said, it's just very special. It's a very small classroom that he goes to, and, you know, and yeah, just gives his time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, the humility and the humbleness part of it too. And Nathan, I'm not sure your take, but it's cool when a dealer who has the financial ability to go do big things goes and does something so small that it's something literally anyone could do. Like, that's something that even the four of us could go do, is read to mm-hmm. kids at an elementary school in such a small way. Yeah. But yeah, man, what a great way.
I think that kind of ties into what Chris, you were saying earlier, where a lot of times we look at what dealers have done and it's this big grandiose thing. Like, they bought a theater, or they donated $100,000 to this nonprofit or this cause. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just as much power in the showing up to an elementary school classroom and reading, right? Like, and you know, I think to Paul and Kyle, like, Paul and Kyle talk a lot about the perception of dealers. And Paul talks about how his kids, if they were ever in trouble, they would walk into a car dealership because they know that's a place of safe people who would help them.
That's right.
Right. And I don't think this is Gary Rome's intention at all, but he's telling these kids that car dealers are good people who will help you. Right. Which I think is obviously true to who he is and to his character, but true to so many of our industry as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. That's great. That's great. And what a great way to do a double decker story on Saturday, man. Let's close this thing out. Nathan, Chris, Christy, thanks for sharing these great stories. Everybody out there that's listening, find a way to go out, love someone today, and just love people more than you love cars.